This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Secret Service said on Monday its protection measures are working a day after the second assassination attempt on former president and current Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. AP correspondent Haya Pandwani reports.
U.S. Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe said agents did their job to the letter when they noticed a man poking a rifle through the bushes at former President Donald Trump's golf course. The suspect, Ryan Wesley Routh's family members and former colleagues, are being interviewed by the FBI. Authorities are pursuing and executing search warrants for cell phones, a vehicle, and electronics for Routh. An FBI agent says he also had numerous felony charges for stolen goods between 1997 in 2010. Haya Pandwani, Washington.
Germany began implementing checks on all its land borders on Monday as the government tries to crack down on irregular migration, but critics say it undermines the core European Union principle of freedom of movement, as Henry Ridgewell reports.
Germany took in more than 1 million migrants in 2015 in the wake of the Arab Spring. It is also hosting more than 1 million Ukrainian refugees. The influx prompted a backlash from some voters who have turned to the far-right Alternative for Germany party, which scored a shock victory in recent regional elections. Many of Germany's neighbours have reacted with anger to the border checks, including Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
A European Union naval mission on Monday said a Greek-flagged oil tanker ablaze for weeks after attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels has been successfully towed to a safe area without any oil spill. The Houthis first attacked the ship August 21st and later planted explosives aboard the vessel. This is VOA News. Britain and Italy agreed to intensify the battle against human traffickers, according to Italy's prime minister, after a meeting with her British counterpart Keir Starmer on Monday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said she and Starmer agreed in their talks that cooperation is key in dealing with the issue that's affecting all of Europe. Starmer said the two countries would share intelligence and work more closely together to smash the people smuggling gangs. He added that they've pledged to deepen their security cooperation and announced more than $660 million of investment in Britain by Italian companies. Earlier at the National Coordination Center for Migration, he praised Italy's efforts to prevent migrants from embarking on their journeys, saying it helped Italy bring a 60% drop in irregular arrivals by sea.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt on Tuesday to discuss a Gaza ceasefire and release of hostages with Egyptian officials, the State Department said. Washington and mediators Qatar and Egypt have for months sought to reach a deal between Israel and Palestinian Islamist group Hamas to halt the war and release Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners. Zambian businesses and households are going for days without electricity as Zambia deals with its worst drought in 20 years, and experts say the severe energy crisis could worsen an already fragile economy and lead to massive job losses. Kathy Short reports from the capital, Lusaka.
Zambia's only public power utility company, the Zambia Electricity Supply Corporation, or ZESCO, said Monday that it does not have enough power to supply all hospitals. Media reports say some hospitals are turning patients away due to lack of electricity and water. ZESCO spokesperson Matongo Maumbi said the country's heavy reliance on hydropower generation has led to a national shortfall of almost 1,300 megawatts as the various water sources are drying up. Kathy Short for VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.
A U.S. Defense Department official says the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Niger is complete. A Pentagon spokesperson said on Monday a small number of troops assigned to guard the U.S. embassy remains. Niger's ruling junta earlier this year ended an agreement that allowed American troops to operate in the West African country. Niger had been seen as one of the last nations in the rest of region that Western nations could partner with to beat back growing insurgencies. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.